Alan, what have you observed getting back to TACE in terms of complications from TACE? How often do you see it? What kind of complications?
Well, the complications of TACE 20 years ago are entirely different than they are now because of the catheter systems that can be used. There's much less reflux. Many of the complications were reflux into the cystic artery, so you get essentially cholecystitis, which could be very difficult. With the new technology, that's much less of a problem. And I think there's different centers that do it well and centers that don't do it so well. The problem with TACE, of course, is one center's TACE is not another center's TACE. But in general, it's pretty well tolerated if you do it selectively. If you take on very big lesions or lesions that are central, that are wrapped around the main duct, for example, that's when you may get into trouble. I think the main issue, I think, with hepatocellular carcinoma, this is another disease where you need to have the interested parties in the room together deciding how to manage these patients. We think that hepatologists need to be involved in the management of these patients to treat with antivirals, for example, if appropriate. And I think the field is changing, and some of the survival benefit as we're going over the last few years may be an understanding and more multidisciplinary care, such as using antivirals.